That's all there is to it. We can just relax.
That's all.
You don't have to sit up. You can just sit back.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah. I was just watching that.
Boy. Oh, let's see. First of all, when you were a boy, how did you heat your house?
With wood.
Mm-hmm.
Wood stove.
And how'd you take care of the smoke?
We had just an ordinary tin flue going through the,
mm-hmm.
just a flue, we call it,
mm-hmm.
with pipes going into the flue.
Uh-huh. Now, you say the flue was made of metal?
Made of metal, galvanized iron.
Uh-huh.
It was double walls, you see, and had a vacuum so there'd be no danger in the fire sitting,
uh-huh.
getting too hot and putting the house on fire.
Did you have any trouble with your stovepipe or with your flue? Did it ever get dirty in there?
Oh, yes. Yes, we'd have to take it outdoors, you know, and,
uh-huh.
and to get the soot and the dust uh-huh. out every, oh, twice a year at least.
Uh-huh. That's your black, dirty old stuff, isn't it?
Oh, it's pitiful.
What kind of wood did you burn?
Well, we burnt elm and oak, mm-hmm. cottonwood. We were on the Washita River, and those are the three
uh-huh.
kinds of timber that grow there.
Uh-huh.
We'd go to the river and get oak or elm or cottonwood, whichever was more available.
Uh-huh. Did you do anything with the, well, when your stove got full, what did you do? I say you burned it up, it was pretty soon the wood that you'd burned was...
The ashes?
Yeah.
Well, as a rule, you see, the stove would have a grate with a pan under it.
Uh-huh.
We check the grate, of course, and the ashes would fall through in the pan, and we take mm-hmm. the pan outdoors and empty it.
Did you save those ashes for anything?
Usually made a sidewalk out of them.
Uh-huh.
Out in front of the house, or back of the house.
Uh-huh. Did you ever make a lye out of them?
I have seen my mother in making hominy,
uh-huh.
corn hominy.
Uh-huh.
She'd use those ashes instead of lye to skin the corn.
Uh-huh. Sure does a job, doesn't it?
Oh, it gets you done. Yes, it does. It sure does. That ashes has a component of some kind, mm-hmm. similar to lye, and it'll just take that hull right off that corn, you know, mm-hmm. and then you had your hominy.
What did she put them in, a tub, or?
The ashes, or the?
Well, when she was making hominy.
I believe she made it in a wash pot.
Uh-huh.
You know, we had those big 15-gallon wash pots.
Yeah.
Just set it out on outdoors and build a fire under it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a fireplace?
Yes, we had a fireplace at one time.
Where did the smoke go when you had that? Did you have a flue?
We had a crude flue on the outside, you see. It went out and up.
Uh-huh.
Similar to what they have now, only it was just made out of the roughest of rock. And,
uh-huh.
and of course, the interior was just very crude and very rough. But
uh-huh.
you couldn't throw wood in there and burn uh-huh. it and smoke.
Did you call this a flue then, or a chimney?
Call it a chimney.
Uh-huh. And the flue was a metal thing, huh?
Yeah, what did I talk to you a while ago was metal. This was all made out of rock, you know, this uh-huh. chimney. It's red limestone.
Uh-huh. What did you call the part down at the bottom of your fireplace?
Well, now let me see. I doubt if we had. You mean the place where they burnt the wood?
No, well, the part that all stuck out in front of that, so that the sparks didn't.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I. What do we call that, Mom? You remember? I've forgotten.
Hearth, hearth, hearth.
I know. Did he call it the hearth? The hearth?
Yeah. Yeah, the hearth.
Oh, you know, every stove at that time had what they call the hearth sticking
yeah.
out.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't call it either.
As to a fireplace, I just don't remember now what they did call it. I was rather young.
Uh-huh.
I barely remember.